You need to be able to sketch the adsorption profiles for a couple of gases, and I suggest carbon dioxide and water, so these plots are out of bed. And you can see as we look along, we've got a strong absorption at around 15 microns for carbon dioxide, and another small absorption around 4 and a bit microns. For water, there's a huge tail from about 18 greater than 25 microns, and then another peak around 7 microns. And that window that I was talking about then is that gap between these two peaks, the one at about 7 microns for water and one that starts at about 13 microns for carbon dioxide. By remembering back to infrared spectroscopy, there are lots of different possibilities. So for a water molecule, you can get a stretch that's asymmetric. So one stretches this way, this one stretches that way. We can get a symmetric stretch where both of them stretch like this. And so each of these different motions has got a different infrared absorption. You with me? So if you've got a wavelength that comes in, it interacts with that molecule and it produces that sort of a motion. That's got a totally different wavelength to do that to one that causes them to go both of like that. This is the bonds, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you're talking to carbon dioxide, you've got one case where they're both going like that, or another one where one goes that way, one goes that way.
Okay.
There's lots of different, there's scissoring, wagging, stretching, all sorts of different things that are possible. Now, the energy that's being trapped then is in terms of watts, and it's per surface area, so this is the flux of energy that we're talking about. So water then is the dominant greenhouse gas. It's not in the news very often, but it's much more important than carbon dioxide, simply because there's a lot more of it up there. Any perturbation to the global climate is going to change the water balance. The hotter it gets, the more water we put into the atmosphere. This one here then is a very important thing that climate models have got to be able to handle effectively. Now the enhanced greenhouse effect though is dominated by the fact that we're playing with the amount of carbon dioxide, and so the intensity of this absorption is pivotal, because as soon as we double the carbon dioxide concentration, then we start incrementing the amount of carbon dioxide absorption in terms of watts per meter squared. And that then changes that balance between the incoming radiation and the outgoing radiation. The CFCs and the HCFCs and the HFCs all absorb in the window where water and carbon dioxide absorb, 8 to 12 micron window. Methane, which is then a greenhouse gas produced from rice crops, from sheep and cows. Nitrous oxide produced from soil under different irrigation practices. And even ozone all absorb in that completely transparent window at the moment. So that's a major problem. On a mole per mole basis, these guys are far more significant than carbon dioxide. And that's why when we're looking at the greenhouse gases, we've got to pay careful attention to what species we're looking at, as well as the moles.